Exclusive. John Roark, East Palestine residents still begging for Trump's help as Biden admin ignores them. By Hannah Blow on August 4, 2023. John Roark, head of the conservative moving company Blue Line Moving, delivered pallets of water to the residents of East Palestine, Ohio, for former President Donald Trump and described his experience, explaining that residents are reaching out and begging him to give a message to Trump for more help as the Biden administration ignores them. Man, are they suffering. That's another place in the United States that's been forgotten about. Just like the border, the people down there, Roark, who cleans up trash from the border every year, told Breitbart News. They literally had, like, a chemical bomb explode in their town. Okay, and these people can't even get a decent place to stay until Norfolk Southern figures out what they're going to do to clean up the area when we have illegal aliens staying in 4- and 5-star hotels in New York City. Roark said, pointing to the mismanagement of these issues and lack of priorities for government officials. Related, NYC, migrants waiting for entry to Roosevelt Hotel. We have American citizens, some of them veterans, who can't even get a decent roof over their head until they figure out what the hell is going on in this town. All right, I was there. I could smell it in the air. I could feel it on my skin. I actually spoke with people. How are you doing? And they're miserable. They don't understand why Joe Biden has not come down there and helped them, Roark said. He's supposed to be Scranton Show, the working man's president, right? Well, there are working men and women down in East Palestine that would love to see him and talk to him and say, how could you help us, Mr. President? We need your help here. But guess who had to come? President Trump, right? He's the one that came. How bad is that? He asked, blasting Biden and noting that Trump essentially forced Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to show up. President Trump forced Pete Buttigieg to come and walk around and point fingers with brand new boots on that have never seen dirt before and a vest that's never been worn. And he's pointing around like he knows what the hell he's doing. He said, explaining that he recently spoke to people in the area who told them they are running out of water and asking him to relay the message to Trump. These poor people just need water. I'm getting calls from people, even as last week. Someone reached out to me and said, we are running out of water. Could you get a message to President Trump? He said he would come back if the government didn't act. Could you please get a message to him and tell him we need more water? We need help, he said, detailing the conversation. Related, Trump to East Palestine residents, you are not forgotten. These are American citizens, taxpaying, hard-working Americans, and they're getting the shaft in East Palestine, he said, noting that no other presidential candidate, as far as he knows, has visited the area. When President Trump showed up, you know, you should have seen the people lining up on the street. It was almost like they had forgotten that something had happened in their town for 5-10 minutes while he drove by, and they're chanting, USA, he said. It gives me goosebumps right now thinking about it. Related, thank you for not forgetting about us. East Palestine residents cheer Trump's visit. Those people weren't worried about East Palestine at that moment. Okay, because they knew someone was here that was going to keep his word and help them when they needed it the most, he said. And he delivered. It was more than just water, Roark said, explaining that Trump delivered all kinds of stuff. They still need help. I'm telling you, they're reaching out to us on social media, saying, is there any way you can get a message to anyone to come help us? It's just a forgotten land, just like the border. Just like all of these inner cities that are deteriorating and rotting from inside, Roark added. Watch the full interview below. John Roark talks helping East Palestine, the border, and the Great American Cleanup.